Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
My 1999 two-door Chevrolet Cavalier that affectionately referred to by the women in my high school as a chick magnet. Like, if I'm dying for money...
Yeah. Yeah, what if you're almost dead? You selling your coloring
almost,
book?
If I'm almost...
All right, that's basically what it is. It's a book that somebody colored a bunch of pictures on. Oh, look. Peter Parker fell off a building.
What I did, Steve, was obviously I had rust on the front. So the last few years of me owning that, what do you do when there's rust on the front of the hood? You don't want to fix it.
You do some body work on your own?
Yeah, you throw a bra on it. I tired myself out talking about sports this week.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want to hear you for that amount of time.
Oof.
I'm fine with hearing me for that amount of time.
Oof.
But not you.
Definitely not you.
We were just saying as that intro was playing, I love minimizing each other's interests. Like, look at my coloring books. Like, that's something you are extremely passionate about.
Right.
You love your comic books.
Yep.
Always have. Been a big comic book fan since a young age, I'm sure.
They, it falls right in line with me, you know, asking why didn't you take your rear windows off of your big boy vroom vroom car.
Uh-huh. Yeah, something I spent months putting back together.
Yep, you built it. A very proud moment. As
such a sense of accomplishment. The first time I pulled out of the driveway, and you take one look at it. Oh, neat. How many people died in that thing?
We affectionately refer to it as the Murder Jeep.
The Murder Jeep.
Yeah, no, that's... We're nothing if not an incredibly uplifting podcast, Steve.
Yeah, nothing is sacred between us.
Right, right.
There is nothing that you do that I can't make fun of and vice versa. And that's how it should be.
Oh, nice kid you got there, Steve. She looks real smart. Oh, drool, drool, poop. That's the next step, right?
Yeah, yeah. Just blatantly making fun of each other's children.
Yep. Yeah, and...
Oh, good, she can walk. Oh, look at that. Dumb legs.
Oh, well, people have been walking for thousands of years. Oh, boy.
Yeah, what do we, you know, really pat on the back. Nice, one foot in front of the other.
You were talking right before we started recording as well that there's a lot more to do now right before we crack these mics after all the hour worth of show prep is finalized.
Mm-hmm.
That... You know, being as we're in APS 3.2.
Yeah.
Also known as your sunroom.
The sunroom, yeah. Beautiful day out, by the way, today. No real noise. Oh, hold on, let's quiet down. Quiet down. Oh, it's nice, isn't it?
It sounds like... This reminds me of, you know, when I set a tea time for like 8:30 in the morning as an excuse to drink. So it's just me on like the third tee box with a Miller Lite in hand and just birds chirping.
We got to do that this summer. Yeah. I think if any summer has been the summer to get us back out on the links.
Yeah. It's been a few years for me. I didn't go at all last year.
I don't know if I've golfed since. Well, no, I know exactly when the last time I golfed was. It was your bachelor party, which was 5+ years ago.
Yeah, that was 2015.
Because I, on the first tee, I put the ball on the tee, take a couple practice swings with the old driver, swing, head of the driver hits the ground about 11 inches in back of the ball. Head of the driver goes flying about 30 to 40 yards.
Yeah.
Ball remains on tee.
Oh. Nothing more satisfying than playing golf. It's the least rewarding activity I can think of, because even a good shot, the next one's such a turd that you're like, well, why couldn't I do what I just did right now? You know, the same type of shot that's actually not horrific. Mm-hmm. Instead, I'm breaking heads off my driver.
Yeah.
And being frustrated.
It was
it's
at that point.
The least rewarding game I've ever played.
Yeah, after I picked up my driver head in disgust, it was at that point, right there on the first tee, that I decided, well, I'm not really going to be serious about golfing today, so I'm just going to do what I can to get golf carts stuck in precarious situations.
Listen, to
like
the
on a rock.
Yep. To the golf course's credit, they let us get away with some terrible, terrible things that day.
Mm-hmm.
I just started driving around to other groups of people, because after a while, the cart girl, who I'm not saying that as a trying to be derogatory, but
no.
she had beverages and
like
water pop, beer, mixed drink, whatever.
Yeah, drives around from one hole to the next, offering to
Our party had emptied her out like twice.
Yeah.
So she was doing okay. So I was just driving around. Yeah, at one point, it may have been your party, but I'm inclined to also believe it happened with my brother as well,
mm-hmm.
that the golf cart looked like one of those Jeep parking lots.
Yeah.
Where there's those fake rocks, but this was a real rock, and one tire is just all the way up on it.
Right.
And there's...
Yeah.
But instead of... You know, the Jeep lots or those Jeep commercials where they smoothly glide over these big boulders.
No.
There's these loud grinding noises.
Yeah, because little known fact, golf carts aren't made to flex like that.
No.
They're supposed to go flat and, for the most part, straight. So you get them on any kind of angle other than, you know, 0 degrees completely flat.
Yeah.
There's going to be a problem.
And... Yeah, so that was a fun morning. We've also had the memorable golf outing, you and I, where I don't know why, where you got it. You decided 18 holes would be a good idea. I didn't even know that going in.
I won that in a silent auction.
Okay.
And I was at a barbecue, like a fundraiser barbecue. And I was like, I haven't golfed in a while. I threw in like $50 or something.
Yep.
And I was really excited that I won it. So you and I went out. It was probably a Saturday morning.
I'm guessing, yeah.
And
again, I did not know what I was getting into.
You didn't know it was 18?
I did not, because listen, I don't golf 18. I couldn't be less interested. I don't have the stamina. I love 9, but when I golf, I don't drink heavily. I don't want that to come off like that, but I'll have a few beers. So if mm-hmm. I'm golfing 18, by the time I get to the 8th hole, if I'm playing 9, I'm staring at the clubhouse ready to go.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Let alone... round the corner.
Oh yeah, we made the turn. I think we were out there about 6 hours, and I have two wonderful memories of that day. One was the scorecard that I still have to this day on my refrigerator, and every now and then I send you a picture of it, you know, as we're going through, because we have one of those little organizer things, the magnet things on the side of the fridge that you put, like, oh, we got a coupon for Chick-fil-A. We'll put it in there.
Sure.
Here's a pizza coupon for the next time we order. So I have it in there. So that is my memory of that is we got through we were probably trying for about 13 holes.
Yeah.
Those last couple were rough, though. And there was one point where we just started making up our own scoring system. So I think... like your final score was 102 and a picture of a penis.
Yep, there was.
And mine was like 98 and like two chopsticks or something.
And we still, somewhere in our Facebook, you'll have to, I mean, if you have time, Steve, I know you don't have any plans this weekend.
No, not one.
You'll have to try to dig up the one photograph from that round mm-hmm. that you have. Of me about 25 feet away from the cart.
I love it.
And above my head is the tall grass I had just swung through to try to hit my ball.
You must have swung 15 times at that ball.
Awful.
And there are just, there are weeds flying everywhere. First of all, you're knee high in, in you know, sawgrass. But yeah, that's one of my favorite memories.
That'll be on the poll this week. Is 18 holes of golf too many?
Oh, definitely.
That is at Steve and Kyle on Facebook and Twitter. I had an idea though. Now talking about golf, and I don't want to already sidetrack. We have a number of things we need to get to today.
Yes.
Okay.
We need it,
and we haven't even gotten
quickly
to what I wanted to talk about when I began this conversation by saying we have so much more to do before we start recording now. I need to get back to that.
Yeah.
But I want to wrap, put a bow on this conversation by asking you, Steve, if you think it's a good idea, maybe late this year, but seeing how everything's going, maybe next year, because we like to give ourselves a lot of lead time to plan.
Right.
What do you think about a little Steve and Kyle golf outing?
I was thinking the exact same thing while we were having that conversation, but I was thinking, I think at this point we have to, we have to assume that our live get-together show is not happening.
It probably isn't happening in July. I think we either... Safe bet is probably to postpone it till next spring.
Yeah.
But I would also be a little bit disappointed. But I also wouldn't be disappointed because we haven't talked about it since we posted the event in about February.
Yeah. So how about in lieu of... The Steve and Kyle, this one's for the road live show.
Yeah, where we're referencing quitting.
Maybe we just do a casual golf outing where we say where we're going to be, when we're going to be there. You want to show up and golf with us? Cool. We'll be there a half hour before our tee time.
Well, that, see, that's going to be tough because if any... Under any circumstance, you know, eight people show up.
Yeah.
They won't be able to get a tee time. Right, so they're just going to be there hanging out in the parking lot while we say, well, our tee time's 8:15, have a good
later.
One. All right, ours is until 11. So while you and I are, you know, throwing our bags into the back of our vehicle, they're just hitting the first tee box.
Yeah.
If we do this, we would need to, I'm not even saying properly plan it, I would say we would have to pick a date, pick a course, ask people who's coming, and then we would then call the golf course, say, hey, we have an outing. What's the going rate?
Yeah.
You know, hey, we could even throw in, like, a, figure out a lunch thing afterwards where we could all hang out. But it would still take a little bit of planning to make that happen here in West Michigan. But we could also plan it for late summer when hopefully and possibly things are a little more easy to plan and with gatherings of people.
I like it. I want to do it. Let's make that happen.
All right, Labor Day weekend.
Labor Day weekend.
I think that's a general...
The Labor Day extravaganza. Labor with us out on the course.
Let me check with the... let me check the calendar.
You got nothing going on? Coronavirus canceled it all.
Wow, I mean, my wife still works.
Well, look.
Oh, Labor Day late this year, and yes, my wife does work. That's, well, it wouldn't be Labor Day itself anyway. I would say it'll be that Saturday or Sunday, Steve, right? Like maybe September 5th or September 6th?
Yeah, you know, maybe you got to explain to her that sometimes sacrifices need to be made.
Is this how we had to explain to Annette after we created the This One's for the Road? And we were trying to explain to her and get her to come, and she couldn't have been less interested.
Oh, yeah. There's no way she's coming. If this ever happens, she will not be there.
Would you come to a Steve and Kyle golf outing?
Maybe, or would you participate in a Steve and Kyle golf outing?
Over Labor Day weekend.
Although I would love to have a gallery on either side as we tee off.
Oh, yeah. But... I want it to be just like TV where I get irritated and roll my eyes, Steve, where every time some one of us hits the ball, someone, you know, from 20 feet away yells, get in the hole!
Birdie time!
Baba Booey! Because that's a big thing, apparently.
Yeah.
So that is also on the poll. Would you participate in a Steve and Kyle golf outing over Labor Day weekend? So feel free to vote on those. But I wanted to get back to what we were talking about right away, which is that you have so much more stuff to do now, Steve.
Mm-hmm.
When we sit down here in the in three APS 3.2,
I do.
You were talking about just the computer work, just hours and hours that you have to do to prepare now.
Well, it used to be I would sit down, I'd open up the intro that you produced, and then everything else that we needed, all the other sounds and stuff, were all on the iPad.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have the iPad here. Why? I don't know. I could walk downstairs and just get it, but it's all the way down there. So now I have to open up all of it on my computer. Plus, I mean, we're the fastest growing content podcast in the Midwest.
Yep.
And so now it's, I open up the intro music, I open up the outro music, I open up the Fast Five intro music, the actual Fast Five intro, Kyle's Gripe of the Week, the In the Zach intro, the Kenny Rogers intro, the Kenny Rogers outro.
And this
it's
is,
a lot.
This is in addition to all of the other sounders that we have that we don't use really. Like,
yeah.
You'll throw in the Steve cough burp
yep.
from time to time.
Yep.
We've still got Rocky who likes to chime in on a lot of different topics.
Yeah, Rocky makes his appearance known from time to time.
What I'm getting at, Steve, is I want to get us to a point, and I think we may have even talked about this already, to where we're just a labyrinth of sound effects.
So it's just, hey, welcome to the Steve and Kyle podcast. By the way, it is Saturday, May 30th, 2020, the year of our Lord. It's
Happy birthday, Steve.
Thank you. You can't be said enough. Thank you very much. Thank just, you. Thank you.
30th birthday.
39. 30. The big 39. The old late 30s, as they call them.
Birthday this past week, Steve, mm-hmm. but yeah, I want to become where you and I just say cliches and trademarked statements, and then you play some sound effect, and then we go into a tune. I want to become that type of morning show.
All right.
Here that we do. What I'm really looking at is really reducing our workload. Now that we've built such a catalog over the past 4 years, I really think we start capitalizing on that. And maybe even just replaying old bits.
Okay.
In the middle. Like we don't even reference it early on. We're like, all right, and now it's time for the Steve and Kyle blast from the past. A blast sound effect. And then we
An old-timey person talking to make it known that it's from the past.
Oh, well, we're going to take a look in the archives here. And then maybe like someone like chiseling away at an old tomb. Yeah. And then like an old door creaking open.
Up next, FDR's latest statement. But first...
And then we play anywhere between a 5 and 60 minute bit from our past. And then we come back and go, that was nice. Well, we'll see you next time.
If I can change, and you can change, everybody can change.
It's a reminder just to, listen, I'm supporting the man today on my
oh, yeah, look at
shirt.
That.
I've got Rocky and Clubber Lang
yep.
in the boxing poster from Rocky III, but that's what I want to become. And I think we're getting closer. I think I'm going to start creating just random audio every week. Be like, hey, Steve, I got this, you know, funny intro to the intro.
Okay.
So now we have like a 10-second bit before the intro plays every Good. Episode for whatever reason.
I like it. I'm in.
So
now if you follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, by this point you may have seen the video of Kyle arriving this morning.
Yeah.
Little bit different, little... Now, normally what you've been doing for the last month or so, 3 weeks maybe, is park in the driveway, you walk around through the gate, come around to the back of the house, and then come in the sunroom entrance, which was right off of the deck. But with the deck no longer there, that first step was a bit of a doozy this morning.
I mean, some would call it standard height.
2.5 feet per step.
Yep.
That's
yep.
about what.
It, yeah, yeah. So it was, it had kind of the feeling like if you belly up to a poolside bar, you know, and you're kind of wading in like 3 or 4 foot deep
yeah.
water, and you could put your elbows and your arms
sure.
up on the bar while you wait for your drink. And that's what this was. The only problem was I had to climb up in the bar.
yeah.
Inside of it. In order to record. So, yeah, Steve, you've done some work since last week. The Year of No Steve projects rolls on.
Oh, boy, does it. I did say that, too, didn't
you
I?
You did. I'm sure I don't have the care in the world or the knowledge or memory to remember when that would be. But somewhere on this podcast, There is a statement from you with no hiccups, with no pausing, that you said, for Evelyn's first year, we're going to pause the projects. And since then, just on a large scale, you have fully renovated a bathroom.
Yeah.
And you are now halfway done with a full deck rebuild.
Well, not halfway.
I would say 30%. The easy part is done, right? And, the demolition.
Yeah, and technically, I don't consider the demolition of the deck a big project. Because it's kind of like grunt work. Like, I just basically knocked it down and gave it away.
What am I missing? Because I know there's been not as large scale, but you've done
a bunch of landscaping stuff in the last couple of weeks.
But haven't you done some type? Was it trim? I mean, you rebuilt a railing upstairs.
No, that was done last summer.
That was before.
Yeah, okay, was all finished. That was all finished last summer.
But
yeah, I don't think we've.
You've done a handful
replaced a bunch of lights
things.
In the house.
Yeah,
yeah.
You've done a handful of things.
Yeah.
Except for APS 4.0.
Well, look. These things take time.
Yeah.
Got to plan them out years in advance.
Listen, it's not like Banksy just wakes up one day and just goes and spray paints on the side of a wall with no plan.
No. It's going to take, look, when I go into the lab, I have a purpose.
Sure.
And I have a clear vision. So, and if I don't have a clear vision yet, I can't go into the lab.
Somehow, you know, our APS 4.0 is going to end up looking like kind of the Facebook or Google headquarters, where it's all like glass and modernized and everything, even though we're in a basement corner with no windows.
Right, yeah. You'll just be able to see through the glass to the concrete foundation walls.
Boy, that's going to look great.
Yeah.
That's going to be it's almost like the curtain in front of the white wall.
Yeah, because now, like, it used to be, you'd have like a blackboard, and then it went whiteboard.
Yeah.
But now the big thing is like the glass board, so you can write stuff like, you know, say we're coming up with a plan.
Yeah.
You get your markers and you write on the glass.
That's so stupid. I mean, honestly.
So we shouldn't have that?
No. If we're going anything, we're going whiteboard. Okay? Because I really want that feeling of even when you wipe it off, there's still that little color stain. See,
and then some idiot inevitably uses a permanent marker on there and it never comes off.
Yeah, what's the point of the glassware? Because then you still need a darker colored backdrop. Otherwise, you can't see it really, right? Because, like, if you had a glass board up against this window, and we used, whatever, a red dry erase marker, it's gonna fade away in the trees behind it. The glass board is dumb.
This should be on the poll. Who uses the glass board? And then,
what are your options?
Idiots or dumb people?
Idiots or dumb people. This is eerily reminiscent of the poll we had a few weeks ago with celebrities and dumb people getting naked massages, but also eerily reminiscent of, are you okay with the glass mug?
Oh, the glass mug. Look,
terrible.
If anybody poo-poos the glass mug, you're out of my life forever.
Who uses a glass board? And again, your options this week. Idiots and dumb people.
Yeah, both fair options.
But anyway, Steve, you have the old deck is fully demolished.
Gone. It's completely gone.
You've got a few Adirondack chairs out there in the sun now.
Just sitting in the middle of the yard.
Sitting in the middle of the rock pit.
Yep.
And beginning today, you will be rebuilding this deck.
Yeah, well, really beginning tomorrow, for the most part tomorrow. My lumber delivery will be here sometime between noon and 6 today. So I didn't want to plan to start working on it today, because if it gets here at 6 o'clock, I'm not...
Right. You'll be out there at midnight.
Yeah.
Sawing boards.
But I will be, once we're done, I have to run over to the rental place and pick up like one of those big post-hole diggers.
Okay.
Like the massive drill bit. Because any place out there where you see the orange X, I have to drill a hole. And
how deep you get to go with those?
30 to 36 inches.
Okay. You just don't want to do that by hand then, huh?
No. No, that would take me like a week.
You couldn't... You don't have one of those manual ones that you use for like mailboxes where you...
No. I was talking to my neighbor across the street.
Hang on. We'll get back to that.
Oh, God. We're going to have to play in the Zach because big updates there.
Okay.
So I was talking to him across the street and he's like, because he had seen me taking everything apart last weekend. So I told him, I was like, yeah, we're putting up a new deck and I got to dig all the post holes this weekend. He's like, oh, I got to, you know, like the old post hole dig, like the manual ones.
Yeah.
Jab into the ground, pull them out,
yep.
Pull the dirt out. And I was like, I got to dig 14 holes that are 1 foot in diameter and 2.5 to 3 feet deep. I was like, that's going to take me a month to do.
You would have to set aside 2 work days just to yeah. do that and then hope that the holes don't, yeah. you know, fill in by chance.
Yeah. So I thought that my money, like $50 or whatever, was well spent
yeah.
to rent the post hole auger.
All right. So you're already farming out some of the hard work.
Yeah. Absolutely. Hey, work smarter, not harder, as they say.
So that's happening today as well. Now, what do you got? You got a second hand. You've got an yeah. assistant coming in. You've got yeah. help.
Yeah, yeah. Some a friend of mine is making the trip here from about an hour away.
Okay.
He's going to help out with... he's like, look, man, I built my deck in like 2 days. I was like, okay, cool. You're hired.
Yeah.
And then he sent me a text yesterday. He's like, oh, by the way, or last week, he said... Yeah, by the way, I'm bringing 3 friends with me. And I was like, hell yeah. And he said, one of them's my brother-in-law. I was like, all right. And he goes, and he's a builder. I was like, this is great.
You're going to end up like me at these projects. Where just
kind of standing off.
Yeah, you get pushed to the side holding a wrench of the wrong yeah. size.
Hey, anybody want a Capri Sun?
Hey, I'll poke the straw in for you.
So he sent me a text yesterday and said... I was talking to whatever his brother-in-law's name is, the builder.
Yeah.
He's like, I was talking to him. He said, 2 to 3 hours, the framing will be done. I said, there is zero chance.
Did you tell him you don't believe him?
I did. I said, not a chance. If that gets done in 2 to 3 hours, the framing, that's the deck.
After because that, then it's literally just...
It's putting boards on.
Yep, screwing the boards in.
Yeah. Now, some of the stuff that we need is back-ordered. I won't have for a couple more weeks.
Okay.
Like all of the railings and stuff. But, hey, we had no railings on our deck for 2.5 years.
Right, so you are adding railings to this and everything. Yeah. Okay. Oh, wow.
Yeah, nice wide staircase down into the yard.
Hey, Steve, we're going to be having some socially distanced drinks on that.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Oh, that's going to be...
DeckCast is coming back, too.
Okay. Well, I mean, definitely. Listen, DeckCast is weather dependent.
Mm-hmm.
So we are at the mercy of Mother Nature as you hear a family of birds chirp in agreement
yep.
right now. I like DeckCast, but, you know what they say in Michigan. If you don't like the weather.
It could be raining in the morning and then slightly less raining a little later.
Just wait. The weather will change.
Oh, there's only 2 seasons.
So stupid.
It's winter and construction.
Shut up.
Again, if you say that about where you're from, realize that everyone says that about where they're from.
Yeah.
You're not from anywhere special.
Oh, it's the same. And I get just as frustrated, Steve, when people say like, ugh, drivers in Michigan, man.
Yeah. Same thing.
They're just the worst.
Or people from Michigan always talk about the surrounding states.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's, you know, those Ohio drivers.
No, I don't. Why would I know drivers in Ohio? And two, why would I have a formed opinion on them?
No. Everyone's the same. You are not. Just the next time you start to think you're unique or different.
Yeah.
Just dash those hopes.
Just know that you are not.
Nope. You are no different than everyone else.
Man. It's those things that frustrate me so much.
Me too.
Much.
I hate them. I hate that so much.
And that's where, you know, that sounds like a little hot take summer, Steve.
Oh, that could be. Is that a gripe of the week?
Yeah, I don't have enough content on
so,
that.
So, we need to get to the breaking news of the...
Yeah, listen, you slid something into that whole discussion that...
Oh, no, that's not what I was talking about. I was talking about...
Well, we got to put a bow on that first, because we can't digress too much.
Sure.
Because you, Steve, just willy-nilly right there,
mm-hmm.
while talking about a little home DIY,
mm-hmm.
mentioned Yeah, I was talking to my neighbor.
Yeah, well, you know. Live from the Steve and Kyle podcast headquarters, Steve has become good friends with his neighbor in the last week.
Wow. Well, now, dude, listen, we're halfway to the sound effect machine because now you got to play the other intro because we've got an update on the Zach.
So stupid.
I can feel my workload has lessened already.
In a cul-de-sac, a little up the road, there's a guy named Steve who you may or may not know. His neighbors knew him from his side gig show. When Steve moved in, away they all go. The birders, the widow, and the volleyball player. The silent neighbors in the secret lair. Just wave your hand, just wave your hand.
Secret lair.
It's Zach. Got a folding card table and two microphones.
It's Zach.
Got two dead neighbors, the others moved away.
It's Zach.
Got a folding card table and two microphones.
It's Zach.
Got two dead neighbors, the others moved away.
It's so accurate, too. They've got to have a secret lair over there.
By the way, there was more volleyball going on yesterday. Volleyball and frisbee.
Just frisbee volleyball with no net.
At least frisbee is like a two-person thing. These are volleyball. But, you require, like, the teams are required.
But they're like, listen, that's the equivalent of you going to a net. Let's step out in the backyard and throw a frisbee to each other.
Yeah, it's exactly the same.
It's just ridiculous.
maybe give an example that's not exactly
the same.
Well, no,
but just think about an adult your age,
yeah,
to your wife, mm-hmm, saying, "Hey, you know, Evelyn's down for a nap. No, let's not, you know, hey, let's not take a nap ourselves," or, "Hey, you want to catch up on this TV show? Let's go lob a frisbee to each other in the back." Like, what are you doing?
But we digress.
Sorry.
So, become good friends with the old neighbor across the street.
Okay. So now is this Justin with a Y?
It's Justin, okay, standard, so spelling.
Millennial Justin, Justin and Julie, Julie with an X, as we've talked about. So these are the people that you moved in and made a passing reference. Yeah, we'll definitely, you know, have drinks together. And then you didn't talk again for 2 years, right?
No, they just moved in last summer.
So I'm thinking of the different house.
You're thinking of the corner
that plays baseball with their kids.
Nope. No, this is
gotcha.
Well, these are the ones right across. These are the ones that you're you exchange a go blue or a go green.
Oh,
and a,
I'm just as much of a neighbor as
your old buddies. Your old buddies. Yeah.
Perfect.
Well, last week when you left, I was starting to power wash the drive. By the way, did you see the driveway?
Driveway looks great.
Looks incredible,
like,
right?
It was just poured last
week. Looks incredible. So I was out there for a good part of the day working on that. They were outside doing their thing. So, like, 2 days later, we had had a conversation with them a couple weeks ago. And so Justin walked over when I was outside earlier this week. And he's like, "Hey, man, what was the name of that that exterminator that you were talking about?" Because they had asked us, like, "Do you guys have a lot of ants or carpenter ants?" And I said, "Yeah, we had a carpenter ant problem when we moved in, but hired this exterminator." So he came over again. He's like, "Yeah, we got some more. Can I get that number from you?" So I gave him the name and the number. And then we stood in the driveway and talked for 45 minutes, maybe an hour.
First of all, that's too long if I know you. Okay. That's the age old. Like, if you're going to have a sit down and conversation, either come inside and have whatever. Standing at the end of the driveway talking for 45 minutes is just a nightmare.
And here's
scenario.
The thing. Here's the thing. I had not initiated one bit of this conversation. I was simply standing there. I was replacing a light fixture outside that was broken. Mm-hmm. He came over, started the whole conversation. So, and there were plenty of opportunities. There were plenty of ripcord spots where he could have bailed out.
What?
He ended up borrowing tools from me.
What are two guys like you talk about who don't know very much about each other, and a guy who appears to be into sports,
mm-hmm,
and a guy like you who doesn't know what sports is?
So is that...
No, so but like,
so
but
that's all there is.
But like, where's the starting point?
You game last night? Yeah, I saw a game. Did you play a game? Yeah, I played a game when I was in college.
Listen, you've even got frisbeers behind you. So you're the outlier here.
Is it frisbeers?
Frizzers?
Frizzers?
Frisbos. Frisbos? But we got to narrow it down to two options for the poll.
Frizzers. Frizzers is definitely one.
Okay. Frizzers and beers?
Beers. Because that would be like BEE-ERS. Frizzers? Frisbos.
I like frisbos.
Yeah, frizzers and frisbos.
Wow. That is, this is our most intellectual question. What are frisbee people referred to as? Frizzers and frisbos.
Oh, I'm not sure if it's picking up on the microphone, but in the background, you can hear the garbage trucks coming through town. Normally, our garbage day is on Friday, but...
Oh, you're a day late, so...
Yeah, pushed it back because of the holiday at the beginning of the week.
Well, at least it seems like the vehicle's in working order. Barely any noise.
So, yeah, we talked for a good 45 minutes to an hour. We talked about all sorts of stuff. Where they, what he does for his job, where they moved from. They had lived out in Colorado for a while. He's telling me about that. Very nice conversation. Good chat.
Did you, now at any point, because it seems like you covered a lot of ground,
mm-hmm.
with, again, Justin with a Y.
Yep.
Is there anything else to go back to? Like, or is the next conversation going to be like, hey, how did that tool work?
Mm.
Hey, did you... use that exterminator?
No, I got some follow-up.
You got some follow-up?
Yeah, I got some follow-up. Yeah.
Are you just going to be like, hey, I went to Red Rocks once.
I saw a band there. I don't remember who they were.
Yeah, Colorado, right? Yeah, we flew there.
Yeah.
Mountains and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Taste the Rockies, right?
You miss it?
Coors Light?
Is it just going to fall back to that the next time you have a conversation?
Yeah, like it's going to be me looking up facts about Colorado.
Yeah. Colorado and the tool you let them borrow. Like, it's just always going to be like, hey, that tool, remember?
No, I hope not. I hate those relationships where you only have, like, the one thing in common with the person. So when you see them, that's all you discuss. Ugh. No.
Yeah, there's no coming back from that. So, okay.
He offered to help dig some holes.
Wow.
And I told him, I said, you're crazy. I appreciate it, but...
It's not a token offer if I've ever heard it. He didn't meet it.
I should go knock on the door. Yeah. I should have knocked on the door at like
with like a shovel.
7:30 this morning. Like,
yeah.
You ready to go?
You need a shovel in hand, though, and you need to be filthy. Like, you've just been in it for a few hours.
And I have one hole that's like 4 inches deep.
And you just go knock on the door and go, hey, are you free the rest of the day?
Maybe tomorrow, too.
And maybe tomorrow. Really put this new burgeoning relationship to the test. Because if there is ever a token offer... It's that neighbor
probably.
Who, in the first substantive conversation, going, hey, if you need a hand, let me know.
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't have meant less of that. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if that garage stays closed the whole day and the blinds stay closed just so he can cover his bases that you don't think he's willing to actually help.
Yeah. I would never do it. I would never...
Right. And somebody you don't really know, you'd call in...
No chance.
Calling in a favor. That's literally putting them on the spot.
Yeah, there's no chance. There was no way that I would ever go over. And now, if he were to, like, walk across the street, come in the backyard and be like, hey, what are you up to? Oh, yeah. I'm bored. Boy, sure looks like you're having fun. I would say, grab a shovel. Help dig. But... I mean, that's not something
that's not
that,
gonna happen.
It's not something that'll happen.
I think you should be offended if he just walked into your backyard without
an invite. Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
Would that bother you?
If
he just like, if he sees people back here as he's doing whatever. And
him
pushes your gate open, maybe has a beer and he's like, "Hey, what you guys up to?"
No, I don't think so. I mean, if it was somebody else, like I don't know, like the birder.
Oh, right.
That would be kind of weird. But I think for the most part, anyone that I at least have a casual relationship with, no, sure, come on back.
So that's all it takes. One end of the driveway conversation, and you are willing to let people anybody just wander your
come
backyard.
On in. Come on in.
Now, did you happen to mention when you were talking to Justin with a Y, did you happen to mention Neighborhood Family Movie Night?
I did not, but...
Maybe, you know what? Put that on your notepad for the next conversation.
I think he's on. I think he'd be on board.
Oh, the wife and kid are going. He couldn't be further away.
They got a. They have a couple of young children,
mm-hmm.
and I think they'd be in for it.
Oh, God, you're right.
But I'm again. I'm thinking not until 2023, 2024. That's going to be about the time. So we got a couple years.
So okay. So you're really wow. So you.
I'm looking way down the road.
And that's just based on what, Evelyn's age?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're thinking probably 2022, you're going to start buying those hay bales for people to sit on.
How long does the hay bale last?
You saran wrap it, and it's, you know, probably good for a couple of years.
Like do hay bales get moldy?
They have to, right? If they get wet, especially, they'd have to get bad.
Oh, boy. I feel like we're going down that road.
Can hay bales go bad? That'll be on the poll as well. I don't know why I'm so defeated about this one. We put so much upset. Dumber stuff on this poll.
Yeah.
But okay, wow, Steve, listen, I'm proud of you. I think it's dumb.
But those statements sure are diametrically opposed.
I'm have proud a of feeling. You.
I think it's dumb.
I just have a feeling that Justin with a Y walked back inside to Julie with an X,
mm-hmm.
and said, like shaking his head going, I couldn't get away from that guy.
Yeah, but again, I ever since we've started talking about this at length on this podcast.
I think he listens.
I've been, no, not a chance.
You should wear some merch next time.
Just a shirt that says, yes, I'm Steve.
From Stephen Kyle at StephenKyle.com.
I've been very cognizant of it, and I try to, like, there's one thing that I definitely pick up on, and mm-hmm. it's when somebody doesn't get the sign that the conversation is over, because I feel like I'm pretty good at being like, okay, this conversation is wound down to nothing. I've already done the So what are you guys up to this weekend?
Yeah,
once it hits that point, I know, right. Hey, this is over, and that's fine. It's just time to ripcord. So there were plenty of times where the conversation could have ended, and he started up a new topic or something like that. So I was like, look, I'm just a passenger. Mm-hmm. I'm just along for the ride.
So you think this could happen again?
I think it could.
Wow.
Yeah.
I just can't think of anything worse.
Than a friendship.
I'd rather have like that torture where they slide like little pins under your fingernails. Just, ugh, Jesus.
That's extreme. Than have a conversation.
Maybe this guy's more interesting than my neighbors. I couldn't be let, no, ugh.
You couldn't do this with DDOT?
Oh, God, no. I mean...
Wait, is DDOT the same? Is he the DC Talk guy?
Nope, neighbor. Those guys
okay,
are neighbors.
Okay, they're BFFs.
Like, there is...
DDOT, by the way, is divorced dad of two.
Yep, DDOT. We refer to him in our house as DDOT. But there is that...
Do you think people have nicknames for you? Like, do you think your neighbors have nicknames for you?
I would hope so, but I don't think they're that creative. I don't think they're that creative or mean-spirited at all.
Like, you think they call you Baldy?
I doubt it. Because, listen, DDOT and DC Talk, not exactly killing it in the hair department. So, but there's enough in my neighborhood anyway of an age discrepancy, right? Like,
yeah.
Katie and I are early 30s. DDOT and DC Talk are, I'm guessing, mid 40s.
Okay, so, they're, yeah, I mean, you have a,
DC
you have a little...
DC Talk has a 16-year-old kid... Sure. Down to like 10. DDOTs are a little younger, but they're still like, I would guess, 6 to 8
years old. It's kind of like the age discrepancy when I first moved in to the Zach.
Yeah.
Everybody else around us was older. Their kids were like in college or out of college.
So I just need you to move in and have everybody either die or move immediately.
Look, we could do that, or you could just move into the house across the street. No, you could be on the Zach,
man. You know how much updating that house needs?
Quite a bit.
I'm not...
Wait, have they dropped the price of it yet?
I didn't look. I am not here for that level of project. Not now, not ever. Okay?
Let's see.
It's not going to happen. Yeah, and the one neighbor that I have that is close to us in age, I can't think of a person on this planet I have less in common with, and that includes you. Like, this guy...
we don't have much in common.
We really don't. We've joked about that in the past, that somehow this friendship had, for 10 years, well, in a true upset...
Relationship.
Work relationship
yeah.
over the past 10 years has somehow maintained, in mm-hmm. spite of it all. Somehow this person, my neighbor, I have less in common with than you. Okay?
Seems impossible.
It really does, but it's so true. It is so... The short conversations I've had with him over the past 5.5 years that I've lived there have been uncomfortable, brief, and so forced, it couldn't have been more awkward.
What was uncomfortable?
There's, like... First of all, he is somewhat of a DIY guy. So, like, he have one car in his driveway almost constantly because he's got, like, woodworking equipment set up mm-hmm. in one side of his
garage. Are you anti-car in the driveway?
Yes. If you have a two-star, if you have a two-stall yeah. garage, put them in the garage. Enough of this. Park in front of the house. Actually, you know what? Parking in the driveway doesn't bother me as much as parking in front on the road in front of your house.
I wonder if that's a regional thing, because Annette has said something similar before. And I just, like, I don't know. I grew up, like, where I grew up, we had one car garage and there was never a car in there because we just had so much crap. So there were just two cars back to back in the driveway.
Yeah. But
and that was everybody else on our street was the same
way. I think that fits with your garbage person persona.
So you're saying that my garbage persona... was cultivated at a young age by my parents.
Yeah, I think you've carried on the tradition of having too much crap.
Too much crap.
Well, not now, but
no, man. I'm such a minimalist with that kind of stuff. I don't like clutter at all.
Right, but you've had a car in the driveway, not because of junk, but because of working on another car.
Yeah,
you've had mountains of vinyl fencing leaning up against the side of the house. You're really...
For like an hour.
You're really keeping up with this persona of having crap everywhere. I could see you. Maybe when Evelyn gets a little bit older, because you start adding toys to the mix, mm-hmm. right? And play stuff.
I'm already going nuts thinking about that.
So you're going to be looking at some point... Either whatever you have, got to put this stuff somewhere. Now you have a shed, you have basement storage, but I would argue that there's an outside chance at some point a stall in your garage is just junk central, and you're parking in the driveway every day.
No chance. No, as long as I can park in the garage, I will park in the garage. I have no need. I don't want if I have that much stuff in storage.
Yeah,
I don't need it.
A two car garage, a two stall garage. That has two cars in the family, they both need to be parked in the garage.
Hmm.
I stand by it.
Okay.
I mean, that's what it's there for.
Yeah.
There's
I mean, you're right. It is. That's what it is there for. I just think that it's so common for that to not be the case.
And we'll take walks in our neighborhood. Now, we live in a pretty big subdivision. Same as you. Mm-hmm. Like, if you took a walk, you would find a lot of that, but... I'm still stunned by how many houses, and we're, you know, our subdivision is pretty much the definition of, you know, right down the barrel middle class homes, right?
Yeah.
There's not $400,000 houses. There's mm-hmm. not shacks for the most part outside of the person, one of my neighbors. But you'll see, like, whoa, what happened here? And it's always that house, right? When you walk past it and you can see, like, it usually starts in the yard, right? They're landscaping. It's too busy.
Mm-hmm.
They'll have trinkets. They'll have, like, they planted, some plants or some bushes, and then they kept planting those plants. You can't see the front of the house.
Right.
It's overbearing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you keep walking, you get to their driveway, and you look up, and, like, 60% of their driveway or of their garage is just heaping with stuff in one side.
Like the
tarps,
stacks.
Tents, bikes, toys, grills, you know, to the point where they can barely fit one car in it, let alone two. I think everybody has it, and I'll see that in our neighborhood a lot.
There's one house that we walk past all the time whenever we're out for a walk, and they have the house is just it. You can tell that they don't care,
right?
They don't upkeep. It's just like lawn worse than my lawn was, even at its worst.
But here's the difference, though. Differences in lawn for you was you were like it wasn't long, like it wasn't like the middle of a hay field.
Yeah.
Like you were trying, so there was water going in, there was you were mowing where there was grass.
Yeah.
There's a difference between unkempt
trying. Yeah.
And failure, which is what you encountered.
Well, this house is like I said, they don't upkeep, like, you know, one of the shutters is hanging off and it's been like that for a year. And then you walk around because they're on the corner, so you turn the corner and they have a three-car garage, a massive three-car garage. And then they have this huge RV parked on the side of their garage. And the one day we walked by there and all three garage doors were open.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Like, it was just wall-to-wall boxes, garbage, junk. And I, like, Annette and I just looked at each other. We're like, thank God we're both, like, we're not clean freaks, but we both appreciate tidiness.
Yeah, and listen, we've talked about this, that you and I are very similar in that regard. Like, if something has a place, we prefer it to be in that place. Mm-hmm. I mean, we went from just dealing with APS 3.0, the table, the way it looked, where we took pictures like, hey, this is getting out of hand,
yeah,
to the week before we were forced to vacate APS 3.0, having everything...
I had, like, wire tied everything. Oh, nothing disappointed me more than when I had to crawl under that table and cut off all of those zip ties that I had just put up there one week earlier.
It's, I think it's a personality trait, right?
Yeah.
You are either, because me having a garage or any room like that in my basement to a degree right now is like that, where I have, you know, we bought a Christmas tree bag. So we took it out of the box and put it in the bag. Well, you know, the trash can was full for those 2 weeks as it was after the holidays, and now I still have a Christmas tree box.
Oh.
And we started putting trash, like, so hey, the old furnace filter, that's a trash box, put it in the trash box. So I need to take that upstairs, cut it all up into small pieces so I can put it in the trash can. Things like that where they just sit and it's like, whew,
I can't do it.
I can't accept that. It needs to be fixed, right? I think there's that personality. There's the people who are like, nah, just throw it in the garage, whatever.
No.
I'll find it when I need it.
No, these people are garbage.
No, you're not getting an argument from me. So I couldn't be more on board with that idea.
So is this part of the poll then?
I don't know if I want to know how much of our audience...
I do. How do we
phrase it? Are you a garbage person?
No. About the specifically parking in the driveway. Do cars belong in the garage? Or is driveway parking acceptable if you have a garage?
Yeah. I think that's the best way to put it. Driveway parking acceptable if you have a garage? That'll be on the poll again at Steve and Kyle. A good point brought to us by our friend Jeremy Koss in the question of what do you refer to Frisbeers as? The options were Frizzers and Frisbos. He said Frizzers was a little too close to that chicken restaurant that will not be named in the middle, or not even in the middle, on the border of Ohio and Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Ugh. Gross. Just the worst.
Now, Steve, we have to kind of, again, we've done this and we've...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We do it way too much. Because now we have to not get to something again, or at least a few things. We have to recap the polls from last week.
Mm-hmm.
We have the Kenny Rogers fact of the week.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's a doozy this week.
It's my turn, so I don't know why you'd know that.
No, you definitely went last week.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm sorry, you're right.
Come on, man.
Oh, I'm off the hook.
Come on.
Rogers fact list grows again.
Look, you think that I don't keep track of these things?
Well, considering every other week you go, oh, is it my turn? and one of your facts of the week was that he was friends with somebody.
Look, not a lot of people knew that.
I'm sure they did a song together. So what do and we also still have the growing list of Kyle's gripe of the week. So what do we get to this week, and what do we punt on until next week, Steve?
I don't know. Look, it's your choice. Go ahead, pick anything.
Well, is that time? I mean, I feel like if we let the polls go another week, it's going to have to be half the episode recapping the polls.
Yeah. What we need to do is just, we need to be better at...
We need a poll recapping song. I think it's what we need.
That's one more thing I got to open. All right, Zach, make a poll recapping song.
Zach, I mean, listen, let's see, I don't know why we haven't gotten a contribution from our friend Dan the Music Man.
Yeah.
That's his job. Make us music shike for free.
Are there any good songs about polls?
No. I mean... Is there a song? I mean, you could just play I'm in Love with a Stripper. It's the closest thing I can think of.
Oh, so you're thinking like stripper pole.
Well, if you're going to go the literal meaning of pole, I know for a fact there's no song about poles. P-O-L-L-S.
Yeah. I don't know. There's probably like some Bob Dylan like 60s song about...
The worst. Dylan's the worst. You like Dylan, you suck.
Boy. No gray area there.
Just a horrific voice. But he tells a story, does he? You know, so did the author of Harry Potter. Which one of those matters? But Dylan sucks.
I'm not sure. Are you against Harry Potter?
Against Harry Potter, against Bob Dylan. Wow. Coming out firm on both those fronts.
Wow.
Today. So we don't have that many polls from last week, Steve.
All right, let's roll through them.
I announced that a little too quickly as I have to scroll back to last week on Facebook here. We started off, though. Whoop, nope, hang on one more. There it goes. Did your first car have a bra on it?
Yeah, mine did not, but you talked about, was it a 99 Cavalier?
Yep.
Two-door?
1999 Sportster.
Is that what they called it?
Yeah, the Cavalier Sportster. Steve, this was... I can't say I'm... No, I am a little bit surprised by this. 96% of the audience said no.
That doesn't surprise me. Although for that time... Well, I mean, for our time period, it would surprise me. Because I feel like I knew a lot of bra car wearers.
Yeah.
Or car bra wearers.
What is a better nickname for a car? 64% said the chick magnet, not the chick wagon.
The chick wagon.
I stand by it. The chick wagon didn't get the respect it deserved, Steve. I think it should have gone with that. Even though, again, it sounds like an ambulance for only females.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you still have your wedding guest book?
I still don't know if we have one.
You got to find out. You have to find out.
Okay. I'm going to text him.
53% right of the audience said no. That's a little bit sad, right? Because that's, I think, but the problem is, like, you're never going to look back, like, oh, yeah, they signed in. Cool.
Yeah, I don't.
Now we did have the exception to this that we talked about, Steve, was the frame, like the picture.
Yeah, the photo, yeah, the picture frame with the very wide matting so people can sign it.
I think that's fine. I like that idea. The guest book for me is kind of, I don't know, it's silly. It's, like... It's similar as like the guest book at a funeral or at a visitation. Are people keeping that?
Well, I think it's different for a funeral because then the people can look at it later. And like a lot of times people send out a little note saying like, hey, thank you for being there and supporting us. But with a wedding, it would be totally different because you're going to get a gift from somebody. So you're going to have a card from them. Apparently, we do have one, and it's on the shelf in the living room.
Oh, wow. So you could flip through and see the well wishes people left you, or if it's just names.
Because I knew that we had, like, we have a wedding photo album that our photographer gave us, which is beautiful.
Sure.
But I don't know if it's the same.
Next up, is Steve a terrible mover? I forget what the reason was last week. It was something else that you brought.
It was the birdhouse. Because,
oh, God, I can't believe you carried that with you on moves.
That thing is 30 years old and finally hung up for the first time in our backyard.
53% of the audience said yes. I don't know how that's not in the 90s, considering what we've talked about. Your rollerblades have moved states and homes, and now a birdhouse from your childhood. It's absurd. You're the worst mover on the planet. What do birders call binoculars? Your options were binocs and their eyes, which I stand by is a superior idea. Eyes up! And a group of losers all flip their heads up with their binoculars.
By the way, in the last week, my wife has become an avid birder.
This is embarrassing.
She sent me a picture of a bird yesterday saying, look at the yellow-bellied squash bird or whatever.
Oh, my God. Well, get that wedding guest book in a box. You'll be moving soon.
I have a confession to make.
Oh, no.
I used the binocs yesterday.
To look at what?
the house across the street that is up for sale. There were a couple of cars parked in the driveway, so mm-hmm. obviously somebody was looking at it.
Sure.
But one of the vehicles was a van, and it had...
You're writing on their plate? How could you not see it?
No, it had... Like, it was obviously like a commercial vehicle. So I was curious. I thought, oh, maybe it's like the inspector or something. Maybe there's an offer on the house. So I pulled out the binocs and I was looking at it, but it was like some nonprofit organization.
So embarrassing. You guys turned, got so old so fast.
I stood in the front door.
It's like they couldn't see you. One person's looking this
like in
way.
The little side glass.
That people are going to think it's like a decoration from Halloween or whatever hanging in your door as one idiot 39-year-old man stares at him through binoculars. Yeah. Steve, 62% of the audience said binocs is what birders call their binoculars, okay.
Not their eyes.
Hey, honey, could you hand me my eyes? And you obviously walk over to Annette with her binoculars.
Yeah. My grandfather, I remember, he had a set of binoculars, and he used to call them his spyglasses.
That's bad. That's your grandfather, though.
Exactly. Because my grandmother, Louise, who he called Louis, he'd say, Louis,
wow.
Hand me my spyglasses.
Boy, marriages and relationships were a bit different back then, when you don't even care enough to call her by her name. No,
it's just... It'd be like me calling it like,
Nah. Hey, Anna. Like, what? Did you call me? Like, it would be offensive to do that.
You developed this, like, weird language.
Yep. See, those are the polls from last week. Again, at Steve and Kyle, Facebook and Twitter. You can vote on this week's polls. There's a litany posted on both those avenues right now.
Yes, unfortunately, I think that we have to put an end to this, right?
Because you've got a hard out.
We got a fast five that we got to knock out.
Yep, you've got a hard out to get to. So again, Kyle's gripe of the week list grows. The intro, the anticipation builds.
You know something?
No,
it's
don't do it.
For.
Oh my
Timmy
God!
Rogers, fact of the week.
You've got to know when to hold up. Fact of the week.
Know when to fold them.
Sorry, I hate to pump the brakes on the outro, but I need to let you know that Kenny Rogers made a comedic appearance as himself on an episode of Reno 911 back in 2004.
Oh, well, good for him. Yeah. Self-deprecating Kenny Rogers.
In addition to his body of work as an actor, Rogers also guest starred on the mockumentary-style cop show in the show's second season. He played himself. The storyline involved the singer hiring a security detail, only to find out that the cops were too starstruck to offer any actual protection to him.
Wow. So if you're looking for a little midweek Kenny Rogers fix, pull up that season 2 episode of Reno 911 and check out the gambler, the roaster.
Kenny Rogers, fact of the week.
You've got to know when to hold up. Fact of the week.
Know when to fold them.
Boy.
Every week until he's back with us. The Kenny Rogers fact of the week. Thank you for that one, Steve.
I'm just jumping right back into this music where we...
You can't refade it in.
No.
Rip the Band-Aid off.
No. All right, lots of new polls, Facebook and Twitter, at Steve and Kyle. Yeah, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram at Steve and Kyle if you want to see the video of Kyle arriving here this morning.
Yeah, maybe we will make an event, again, very similar to this one's for the road. Only RSVP if you would actually go, if we do the Steve and Kyle first ever and possibly last ever golf outing over this Labor Day weekend, probably Sunday, September 5th, I believe, is the date we'd be looking at.
Here's what we'll do. We'll call it the Charity Golf Scramble. There's no charity, though.
You pay your own way. It won't be a dime extra to us or anything else.
Yeah, plus you give us $20.
Boom! Okay, we'll have a silent auction.
Nope.
Yeah, it'll be a silent auction of the last 18 of those stupid posters we have in the basement.
Did anyone buy a mask?
Well, we haven't seen any photographic evidence of it yet, Steve.
Yeah.
So one of those posters is waiting to be sent out.
Yeah, they are rolled up. They are signed. It already says two with a blank spot.
Yep, you got to fill in your name.
Yeah. All right. Talk to you next week. See ya.